So let's look in the Word a little bit this morning. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Proverbs. And we're going to look at chapter 4 and verse 18. Thank you, Lord. I like how Donnie Moore used to pray before he'd preach. He'd say, "Lord, help." So we receive his help. Amen. We receive his utterance. It says here, the path of the just. Say this with me. I am the just. Because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The Amplified says it this way, but the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. Now, when you and I walk in his paths, life will be better. And life will be brighter. Every step that we take on his paths prepares us for bigger and brighter. How many of you know the further that you go on God's path, the more that you're going to grow? And you know, in his pathway, there's life. In his pathway, there's joy. In his pathway, there is peace. And there is no death. Because the law of sin and death has been superseded by the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we have the law of life on our side. Now, notice within Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified, it says, "For we are God's own handiwork. We are his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. We've been born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he has prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them," and living what kind of life? Living the good life which he prearranged for you and I to live. In other words, God has done some things ahead of time. You know, he didn't save you and then try to figure out, what am I going to do? Look at Raul. What am I going to do with Raul? What am I going to do with Bob? No, no, no. He had a pre-planned direction for each and every one of us. As his masterpiece, you and I have been designed for direction. And Jesus is our good shepherd. And as our good shepherd, Psalms 23 verse 3 says, he restores our soul. Has anybody experienced restoration in their life from the good shepherd? He restores our soul. But not only does he do that, he leads us, notice this, in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. So he guides us into right paths. Amen. So that we can bring glory to his name. And so we enter this path at the new birth. How many of you are saved? Well, that's about a third of you. I know you ate a lot, but let me ask once again. How many of you are born again? How many of you are saying, okay, that's better, good. Why don't you raise your other hand up and say, thank you, Lord. I've been saved. So this path begins at the new birth. Your good shepherd has specific plans for your life. Jeremiah said it this way in 29:11. I want you to read that with me. Ready? Read. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." I love that verse of scripture. Amen. His plans for us are not evil. His plans for us are not to destroy. His plans are to prosper you. His plans are to help you. His plans are to give you a hope, an expectation for your future. His plans are so awesome that I believe every one of us can look at 2026 and we can smile at our future. Amen. Amen. We can smile at our future. because the God of hope lives on the inside of us, and He's directing His plans, and He's opening up pathways for you and I to walk in for His glory. And He wants to make His plans known to us. His plans are for the good life. Say with me, I have a glorious future. And I'm excited about it. It's good to be excited about your future. You know, to be excited about your future, sometimes you got to close the door on the past. So this specific path that God has planned for your life, it's your responsibility not to decide what it is. It's your responsibility to discover what it is. And there's a big difference there. You know, people are making decisions all the time apart from Him. And it's like Dr. Phil said, how's that working for you? Well, it doesn't work. Because we were never designed to live life without our good shepherd leading us and guiding us. So I want to share with you just a few ways that you can discover His plan for your life. Amen. How many of you believe God with me today? The first word that I want to utilize today in discovering His path is recognition. Recognition. In other words, an acknowledgement or an acknowledging the presence of your good shepherd at all times. Now we know in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6, it says this, in all of your ways, not some of your ways, but He says, in all of your ways, do what? In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and as you acknowledge Him, He is going to give you the direction for the path that He has preordained from before the foundation of the world for you, your family, and your loved ones. Amen. So, it starts as a recognition, a recognizing who lives on the inside of you, recognizing the Holy Spirit is in you. The recognizing that the Spirit of truth who abides in you will lead you and guide you into all the truth. Mark Brzee, our good friend, wrote a book years ago, We've Got a Guide Living on the Inside. Amen. But did you know that you can ignore your guide? Brenda and I took a cruise for her 60th birthday, I guess it was. We went overseas and we started out in Barcelona and we went for a cruise, you know, in different parts of Italy and Croatia. And we went to the Amalfi Coast. It was absolutely beautiful. And then we also went to Pompeii one day. And we had several people there going on that tour with us, but some people kind of went their own way. And you know, when you go your own way on a tour, you have the possibility of missing your bus and ending up in a place that you were never supposed to be overnight. And so you've got a guide on the inside. But it's so important that you pay attention to Him. Amen. And one of the ways that you pay attention to Him is you recognize Him.
Amen.
And in recognizing Him, you commune with Him.
Amen.
The Bible talks about the communion of the Holy Spirit, the recognition that He lives on the inside, the recognition that the greater one indwells you. Yes. Say this with me, greater is He that is in me than He that is in the world. I have a guide living on the inside. Whew, glory to God. A recognition. A recognition that He lives in you.
Amen.
A communion with Him.
Hallelujah.
Not ignoring Him.
Amen.
But fellowshipping with Him. Amen. The second word I want to deal with this morning is invitation. Number one, recognition. Number two, invitation. Let's look at some scriptures that speak to us this morning about this important principle of invitation. Say with me, recognition precedes direction. So secondly, invitation. Psalm 25 and verse 4 says, Show me thy way, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Show me thy way. This is an invitation. Lord, show me your way and teach me your paths. The Message translation says, show me how you work. School me in your ways. Lead me in the path of truth. That's an invitation. Psalm 27:11 says it this way. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. The Message translation says it this way. Go ahead and read. Some of you are already checked out. I know you've been holidayed, but let's participate just a little bit this morning. I mean, help a preacher out. Come on. All right, ready, read. Point me down your highway, God. Direct me along a well-lighted street. Show my enemies whose side you're on. Woo! Glory to God. That's an invitation. An invitation. So he teaches us once again through the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Psalms 119, 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my path. The number one way that God speaks to us is through the Word of God. I believe this, the number one way that God leads us and directs us is through the Word of God. Some people over-spiritualize this. And they say, well, I need someone to give me a word. I need someone to prophesy over me and give me a word. You already have someone that gave you a word. And he's living on the inside of you. Now, don't misunderstand me. Sometimes someone will prophesy over you and will confirm the word that you already know in your heart. But if you run into people that are trying to charge you for prophecies to lead you and guide you, save your money. It is a con. Amen. 1-800, give me a word. Save thy cashola. Amen. Am I clear on that?
Yes.
The Message translation says it this way, by your words, I can see where I'm going. Somebody says, where are you going? I'm going by his words.
Amen.
I'm going by his direction.
Amen.
By his words, I can see where I'm going.
Amen.
Read the rest with me. They throw a beam of light on my dark paths. Oh, thank God for that. Amen.
Yes.
Now notice this. The entrance of his word gives you light.
Yes,
it gives you light.
Amen.
If there's an area of darkness in your life, when you open up the word of God, it says it is a perfect law of liberty.
Yes.
And this perfect law of liberty sets you free. Can anyone testify this morning that there was an error in your life at one time that you just didn't see, you just didn't know about? We could say there was darkness, but when you opened the Word of God, God spoke to you and the light came. The light comes through the entrance of His Word. Therefore, it's very important for you and I to give His Word first place. Amen. The entrance of His Word. So the invitation of His Word, the invitation of God to speak to you. And here's what I've discovered. When I see light, there's more light to receive.
Amen.
When I see in the perfect law of liberty certain truths, God will expand on those truths.
Amen.
He will enable me to see more light in the light that I've already received.
Amen.
Somebody says, well, I don't understand that. You don't have to understand it. Just believe it. The book of Psalms says it this way in 36 verse 9. It says, with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we will see light. What does that mean? As you're in the Word of God, and as you're seeing things, He will show you more.
Amen.
Anybody interested in for God to show them more?
Yeah.
So this invitation is so very important. This recognition is so vital. In Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, He will show me the path of life. You have to believe that. It's not a mystery. He's not standing aloof from you. He's going to show you what you need to see. He's going to make known to you what you need to know. He says, He will show me the path of life. For in thy presence, there's a fullness of sorrow. Well, I've seen the light and I'm not happy about it. No, when you see the light that comes from the presence of His Word and from the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says there is a fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. There is joy on His paths.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it's so very important for everyone to serve in the local church.
Amen.
And when you serve in the local church, you need to serve gladly.
Amen.
Not sadly.
Amen.
Well, I'm signed up to do this, and I just don't know whether I can make it or not. The Bible does not say serve the Lord with sadness. It says serve the Lord with what?
Gladness.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
In other words, get happy about it. You've got a place in the service of God. God's got a plan. God's got a path. The third word that I want to deal with is determination. Everyone say recognition, invitation, and determination. Now, I want to look at Psalms 17, verses 4 and 5. And I want us to read this together. Are you set? Ready, read. I'm not trying to get my way in the world's way, thank God. I'm trying to get your way, your word's way. Next verse. I'm staying on your trail. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. Let's read that verse one more time. Emphasize this. Ready, read. I'm staying on your trail. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. I am not giving up. Woo, that's determination. And here's the thing about determination. Determination is a decision. Determination is not a feeling. How many of you know that feelings can fluctuate? But determination, excuse me, is settled in advance. Now, along this path that you and I are walking in, we may go through some fire. We may go through some difficult times. We may go through some floods. Anybody been there? Raise one hand if you've been there. Raise both hands if you're there right now. Raise your foot if you've been there for a long, long time. The psalmist said, yeah, even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear evil. So we might go through some things, but thank God, I'm encouraging you to be determined that you're going to just keep moving. You're not going to quit. You're not going to faint. Because in due season, you are going to reap if you faint not. I encourage you just to keep moving. Keep trusting. Keep praising. Keep showing up for church. Keep doing your devotions. Keep running around the house a little bit. Just keep on keeping it on. And you will see that even though you're in the midst of something, that He is right there with you. He's with you to take you through to the other side. Amen. So God, going through doesn't mean that you're off course. It means you're advancing.
Amen.
Amen. You're advancing. You're making progress. Can I take a drink? I think I'll have a double right about now. Double's doable. There's nothing in there but tea. Somebody says, now I know why you get so excited when you preach. Your spirits are real high. My spirits are high, all right, but not on the spirits of this world. My spirits are high by the Spirit of the living God, the Most High. And I'm going to toast myself and drink to that. Amen. Bless him, Lord. Bless him. I miss some of the older saints that have been in heaven for a long time. Some of the saints, you know, they'd bring their tambourines to church. And they'd play the tambourine. And Pastor Mark or Pastor Tom, Pastor Brenda would get all fired up. And you'd hear from over on the sideline, bless him, Lord, bless him. It's good to be blessed. And you know what? It's good to have an encourager in the house. One that's not... Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So like someone recently said, going through doesn't mean you're off course. It means you are advancing. Amen. You're advancing. Are you ready for a scripture that was worth your drive today?
Amen.
Okay. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Psalm 65, verse 11. And we're going to look at the NLT. Psalm 65, verse 11 in the NLT. Read it with me. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. That's something to get happy about right there. He's crowning 2026.
Yes.
And the rest of 2025.
Yes.
With a mucho, mucho grande harvest.
Amen.
Amen. I got some amens from my Hispanic friend right down there. Mucho, mucho grande. Much, much más. A big, beautiful harvest. That's his plan for you. And that's what's on his path for you. Let's read it together again. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest, even the hard pathways. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. The New King James says it this way. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with lack. No, when you're on his path, he'll take care of you. And his paths always produce provision. His paths will always produce a bountiful harvest. Can you say amen, Raul?
Amen.
That's right. I knew I could count on Raul. Hallelujah. His paths, they're dripping with abundance. How many of you could use some abundance in your life? Well, get on the path, brother. Get on the path, sister. Come on, join us. And let your paths drip with abundant provision. Whew. Abundance of joy. Abundance of peace in a crazy world. This world is crazy. But in the midst of a culture that is going the wrong way, in the midst of that, you can have abundance of peace. Say, may I receive that today? Now, this last one I want to talk about is extremely vital. I don't have a long word for you today, as you can tell. I am the healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And I'm not here sacrificially. I'm here, praise God, to be a blessing.
Amen.
And I'm here because I love you. God loves you. And I believe there's a word for each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen?
But this last one is really, really vital, because sometimes we get off the path. Whether it be because of discouragement or distractions or, you know, what I've prayed about and hasn't come to pass yet. And, you know, discouragement can kind of bring you down. That's why it's so important for all of us to know how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Is that right? It's good to have buddies. It's good to have faith buddies who will encourage you. We need that. But we also need to learn how to encourage ourselves in the midnight hour. I'm talking about at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We need to know how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. That's what David did. You know, when the people literally spoke of stoning him because they were out for a battle, when they came back, they saw all their children, all their wives, all their goods were stolen by the Philistines. I mean, they were going through it. And a lot of times when people go through a lot of things, they look for someone to blame. Oftentimes God gets the blame. And people play the blame game. But God is not our problem. And I got another word for you. People are not your problem. Your wife is not your problem. Your coworker is not your problem. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. That's not who we're in contention with. But we do wrestle against the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spirits in high places. You need to know how to rise up above that and take your seat in the heavenlies and take your authority over those things. And if you will do that, discouragement will not get you off the path. Disappointment will not get you off the path. Some people, they suffer a disappointment. And as a result of the disappointment, well, I just don't know. I don't want to serve God anymore. Well, let God take that disappointment and turn it around to a reappointment. God's got higher ways. God's got more ways than one way. So don't allow yourself to be disappointed. But be like David did. Rise up in the midst of people lifting up their rocks and threatening to stone him. Be like David. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Amen. And I believe that one way that David, I feel a preach coming on. I feel that one day way that David encouraged himself in the Lord, he looked back and he remembered. He remembered that big bad Goliath coming after him. He remembered him. And he rose up when Goliath faced him. He says, "You come to me with a sword and spear, but I'm coming after you in the name of the Lord of hosts." You may be coming all bad and ugly, but I want you to know the greater one lives on the inside of me, and I've got a covenant with God, and you're going down today, and I'm going to feed your flesh to the carcass, for carcass to the birds of the air. Amen. David knew who he was. He was covenant conscious. And so perhaps in that day, he looked back and said, "Hey, the Lord did this. The Lord did that. Why wouldn't he do it again?" Why? Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe in my heart that we need to have the spirit of faith just like David had. And rise up with our covenant rights. The point is this. Do not allow anything to get you off your path. Don't let anything get you off your path. If you get off track, if you get off course, your good shepherd has spiritual bumpers. He has spiritual bumpers around you to move you back into the place you're supposed to be. But we need to, the last word is calibration. We need to be open to course corrections. You know that course corrections happen while you're in motion? You ever found that out? You know, I went to some places last week that I hadn't been in a long time. And thank God I had GPS. And thank God I had Siri. Because I was heading the wrong direction. Well, you know what? You've got GPS in the Spirit. You've got God's positioning system. You've got Siri in the Spirit. Spirit inside revealing information. And He's so committed to you that when you do get off course, just a little bit, He'll speak to you. He will reposition you. Amen? He will keep you from getting lost. And He will keep you from getting off the path. The last scripture is Psalm 37, verses 23 through 25. Amen. Let's read it real strong together. The steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Though you may fall, though you may have gotten off course, the Lord will redirect you. Amen. And he will uphold you with his hand. So what have we said today? Number one, everyone say recognition. Number two, invitation. Number three, determination. I'm not looking back. I'm staying on course. And number four, calibration. Amen. Recalibrate. Amen. Be open to course corrections. And as you do, you will end 2025, praise the Lord, with great joy and great peace. And you'll be ready to enter into 2026 with great expectancy. Amen. Well, I hope that was good for you today. It was good for me. Let's all stand to our feet. Amen.